Iran has warned the United States, United Kingdom and France that their bases and ships in the region will be targeted if they help stop Tehran's strikes on Israel, while calling continuing Iran-US nuclear talks unjustifiable amid persisting Israeli attacks on the country. Iran state media reported on Saturday that Tehran issued this warning to the US, UK and France over any potential involvement in intercepting Iranian attacks. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on Saturday called the continuing Iran-US nuclear talks unjustifiable while barbarous Israeli attacks persist on the country. On Friday, Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmaeil Baghaei said the dialogue with the US over Tehran's nuclear program is meaningless after Israel's biggest ever military strike against Iran, accusing Washington of supporting the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump has lauded Israel's strikes and warned of much worse to come unless Iran quickly accepts the sharp downgrading of its nuclear program that the U.S. has demanded in talks that had been due to resume on Sunday. But with Israel saying its operation could last weeks, and urging Iran's people to rise up against their Islamic clerical rulers, fears have grown of a regional conflagration dragging in outside powers. The United States, Israel's main ally, helped shoot down Iranian missiles, two U.S. officials said. If Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei continues to fire missiles at the Israeli home front, Tehran will burn, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said. Iran and Israel traded missiles and airstrikes on Saturday, the day after Israel launched a sweeping air offensive against its old enemy, killing commanders and scientists and bombing nuclear sites in a stated bid to stop it from building an atomic weapon. In Tehran, Iranian state TV reported that around 60 people, including 20 children, had been killed in an attack on a housing complex, with more strikes reported across the country. Israel said it had attacked more than 150 targets. This number may differ from the Israeli count, as the ambulance service said three people, including a man and a woman, were killed and dozens wounded. An Israeli official said Iran had fired around 200 ballistic missiles in four waves, and also claimed to have intercepted surface-to-surface Iranian missiles and drones, while two rockets were fired from Gaza. In the western suburb of Ramat Gan, near Ben Gurion Airport, Linda Grinfeld described her apartment being damaged. "We were sitting in the shelter, and then we heard such a boom. It was awful." Iran had vowed to avenge Friday's Israeli onslaught, which gutted Iran's nuclear and military leadership and damaged atomic plants and military bases. However, 20 months of war in Gaza and a conflict in Lebanon last year have decimated Tehran's strongest regional proxies, Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, reducing its options for retaliation.